Well, the first day of class, my teacher instructed all of us individually to come up with a product that can be tangible or not. And so I decided to come up with a pendant since I love to wear bracelets. And at the time, I constantly would wear this bracelet, which it had one pendant and it was a heart. And I remember sitting in class thinking what product I was going to come up with and pitch the class. And since it was very sudden and in the moment, I just looked at the pendant and I said, well, I've always heard of Undercover Colors, which is the nail polish that can detect rape drugs, but they haven't come out to market. So I just have always been intrigued by that product. So I looked at my pendant and I said, how can this product be similar to that product? And so I said, why don't I think of a pendant that changes color when in contact with the two most common rape drugs?
So when you were talking with your classmates, your two partners, you told them this idea. What happened then?
Well, we individually had to pitch our own ideas. So Victoria and Carolina did have their own ideas. I do not remember what they were, but I remember when our teacher instructed us to come in a group, to form a group of three, I decided to choose Carolina and Victoria. We all mutually agreed to become a group. And I remember they said, let's just go with your idea. So I just nodded my head and I was pretty happy because, I mean, who doesn't want their product to be picked?
All right. But then was it the teacher told you that now the pendant isn't going to work? Why?
During the process, we had to do research. And so part of the research was going to our biomed program at our school and talk to them and see if this could be tangible, as well as the chemistry teachers. However, since the pendant will be a metal, and there was just going to be a lot more science to it, and my chemistry teacher from the year before was doubting the possibility of actually creating a product that included a pendant that would detect the rape drug. So from there, we definitely were discouraged, and for 2 weeks, I remember we were just thinking, how are we going to change our product, since our teacher was just, you know, suggesting, why don't you just come up with a new product and just move on.
I'm curious, though. 2 weeks, you guys are sitting around, and you were told, nope, can't do it that way.
No.
I mean, did you want to stick with what your original idea was, or were you searching for something else?
I think since our teacher was encouraging us to just move on, you know, we're teenagers, we like to rebel in a way. So I guess that was our way of rebelling, just sticking with our idea and just trying to find a plan B and just see. We like the concept, you know, something that changes color, very similar to Undercover Colors, the nail polish. But we want it to be more unique and effective and more discreet, I guess.
So, and so you came up with the smart straw.
Yes.
Where did that come from?
Well, that came up, I remember we were just sitting in class. And we had asked our teacher to get water. So we went to the cafeteria, and I remember specifically we all got a cup of water. And our school offers straws, so we just were drinking water out of straws. And I remember we were just in class, and we were thinking, so how are we, what product are we going to put the test detector in? We were just thinking, we were just throwing ideas around, and it just came to us. We're just drinking out of straws. And I remember we just all looked at the straws and mutually we just were in sync and we said, why don't we just come up with a straw
that detects rape drugs? How does it work? How is the straw supposed to work?
Oh, well, you know, you see straws in your everyday life. So I think it's the most discreet tool that you can use. So it's just a typical regular straw that you see on an everyday basis. And at the end of the straw, there's two test indicators for GHB and ketamine, which are the two most common rape drugs.
You told me your sister's in college.
Yes, correct.
And so, you know, I've talked to a lot of college students over the last couple of years on this particular issue. And I wonder, she's talked to you about some of the things that, you know, you're going to have to think about and worry about when you're in college. What are those conversations like?
Well, it's been in the news a lot of regarding Northwestern and, you know, the reports that have been occurring, and it's pretty sad, but also a little bit alarming at the same time. You know, you hear your sister is at a university. I mean, at any university, there's always going to be scandals like that, and it's a little bit frightening knowing that your sister is there at that university specifically.
And real quickly, for those who don't know,
my sister
that story, though, just remind people what that story is.
Well, I remember we were in the car, and my mom, doesn't want to text and drive, so she gives me her phone to check her email. And I remember opening one of the emails, and it was a email from Northwestern basically disclosing that there had been some reports on and off campus regarding, sexual assault and possibility of, rapes. So I remember just reading that, just being alarmed. And I texted my sister, "Oh, like, I'm so sorry to hear this." And I remember being reassured that there needs to be this product in the market.
What did she think of your idea?
My sister thought it was brilliant. She definitely was very impressed. And so she helped me during the, we did it in our class, we had to do a survey. So I remember we sent the survey to my sister and we asked her to kindly spread it out around Northwestern, the sororities and fraternities.
So what's the next step? It's a Kickstarter campaign, right? Because you have to
Correct.
produce the actual straw.
Yes, we do.
All right, so how's that going to work? What's the plan?
Well, the plan is to launch an equity crowdfunding campaign first before launching the Kickstarter campaign. Once we launch the Kickstarter campaign, we will hopefully have raised enough money and we will buy test strips in order to produce the straw.
And do you know how much you need to get started? Do you know
I
how, you know,
don't
what
know,
this
I'm not.
stage of the process is?
We are currently in contact with the manufacturer, however, I do not know the financials regarding how much we do need in order to buy the test strips, but we're all working that out currently.
What are you learning about this process as you're talking to different, you're talking to companies
Yes.
that are going to produce something for you?
Well, it's pretty cool that I'm only 17 and I'm entering the business world. I guess that's a good learning experience, but I can tell that, we all have like that fantasy, oh, like creating a business is very easy, and it's not. It's a slow process. I just want to get the product out in the market, but it takes time, and sometimes I'm not patient, so I have to learn to be patient. And I think contacting the big manufacturers and big companies, it definitely, at first, when I think about it, it does intimidate me, but in the moment, I'm not intimidated.
Once you have the money and once you've found a company that can start producing it, how do you envision getting this out there?
I envision there are two ways possibly to get them out there. First, I would say selling individual packs of the straws so the people can individually decide when to bring the straws with them. They can put them in their purse. It's just a discreet tool. And then the second thing is hopefully distribute them to clubs, bars, and restaurants and have those social scenes provide the straws.
You're also, if I'm not mistaken, exploring the process of getting this design patented.
Correct.
All right, so what's that been like?
Well, that's been a long process. We do not want to infringe on someone else's patent. And also, protecting our intellectual property is definitely important because someone can easily just take your idea and run with it. So, it's a long process to get it patented. We're currently speaking to an IP lawyer with our school.
And nobody else has done this though, right?
No,
Or
I don't
that you
believe
know
so.
of.
Yeah, no.
So it's still available
Yes, it
for
is.
you to do. What do you envision long term with this project? I don't know if you're thinking that far ahead, but I'm just wondering, what do you foresee, you know, how this is going to grow? Do you imagine this large enterprise, some big company, maybe producing other types of products, or, you know, maybe you're just in the moment?
I think we definitely do have, well, at least for me, I do have other ideas of products. Not so much, in this realm, just maybe more apps related. However, my dad says to focus on just one thing right now, and I think I'm just going to focus my time on smart straws. And once this gets, becomes a big thing, hopefully, I can move on with my other ventures. But I think the long-term goal would be to just find smart straws as a common straw that you'll see around. I think that's the goal.
I know you get this question a lot of times. You're going into your senior year. What are you going to do after high school?
After high school, I'll probably continue being an entrepreneur and being my own boss and hopefully
College?
college. Yes, of course, college.
But you don't know yet where.
No, probably up north.
Okay. You want to get away from sunshine in
Of
Florida?
course.
Okay. That's okay.
Just for 4 years.
And yeah, I wonder, do you have any idea yet about what you want to do for a living as you talk about being a businesswoman? But you know, take me 10 years, 20 years down the road, and I know this is a silly question, but just curious, what do you picture for yourself in that time?
I picture myself hopefully have sold a company, and I think I would love to just continue being my own boss. I love being a boss, especially like a woman, a strong woman.